When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
But first of all, I want to go to the UK to catch up with a Cork woman who, when she was just 19 years of age, took over the family business following the sudden and untimely death of her dad. Her dad died when she was just 17. And at 19, she took over the family business. The family business is now a household name in the UK in waste disposal and all other connected businesses. I speak of O'Donovan Waste, multi-award winning company known the length and breadth of the UK, particularly around London. And Jacqueline O'Donovan joins me by phone from the UK. Jacqueline, good morning.
Morning, Peter.
The minute that I saw your company's logo, I said, I know who they are. But yeah. I didn't know that it was a family business from West Cork originally. Tell me the story.
My mum and dad both were born in Goline in West Cork. Dad moved to Drimoleague when he was five and then came over in the 50s and sent money over to bring mum over, and they got married in London.
Yeah. Now, Dad died very young. You were only what? You were only 17 when he died, and you took over as MD at 19. It was a daunting challenge.
Yeah, I don't think at the time we really thought about it. Dad died at the age of 51. It was very sudden. It was only 3 weeks after my oldest brother's wedding, so it was totally out of the blue. I'd actually only been back one day from West Cork. I'd spent 3 weeks in West Cork and come home, and he died the following day. And I think it was just all hands to the pump. There's four of us in family. I'm the youngest, and then there's my older brother Michael, sister Caroline, brother Anthony, and we just all put our shoulders to the wheel. And I don't know, I just morphed into the MD role at the age of 19, and the rest, as they say, is history. I don't think I thought about how young I was, because I think when you're 19, you think you're really old.
There you are at 19 years of age, getting into a very male-dominated industry. Looking back on it now, what do you...
I didn't see it as a male-dominated industry. I think back 35-odd years ago, I don't think, male domination was talked about. So it was just a case of the job needed to doing. So we just all got on and we all had senior roles within the business, and we just picked up the gauntlet and ran with it.
Okay. Now, it was an industry with not very many women in leadership roles. Does that detract or discourage other women to join an industry or a business like this?
Yeah, I'm still the only female MD in London, and one of three, we think, in this industry in the UK. So yeah, we are very very low on numbers. I suppose it's the dirty end of the industry, which doesn't attract females very, very easily. It's a great industry. When you come into it, you never want to leave it. So I do my bit for going out, speaking, and trying to encourage women to take the leap into the waste management side of things.
What's attractive about it for a woman, Jackie?
There's lots of men in it.
Okay.
It's I suppose I enjoy a challenge, and it's challenging in itself that you can get up that ladder fairly quickly if you're willing to. And every day is totally different from the last. It's so diverse. It's it's just such a great industry to be in. People have great stories, and yeah, there's just such camaraderie. It's unbelievable. Yeah,
I watched a lengthy interview with you on YouTube. You're almost entirely self-taught in this business.
Oh yeah, yeah. I ran out of school sticking two fingers, waving two fingers in the air at the teachers. Little did I know I should have paid more attention when they were talking to me. So yeah, I had to learn as all of us, all four of us did, as it came at us. I think my biggest challenge was when the bank manager told me he was closing the bank account because we were all far too young to run a business.
Oh really? That happened, did it?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you respond to that?
Well, at the time, I just had to go, let's move on. So it was an Irish bank that my dad banked with. So I moved over to another Irish bank. And, I was with them until they sold out of the UK recently.
Right, right. Now, your Irish heritage is so important to you, plus your return visits to West Cork, which I think are as frequently as you can, maybe even up to once a month. Very, very proud of your Irish heritage, Jackie.
Oh, massively, yeah, massively. I think it's so important that we recognise and appreciate that, what our parents went through. They came over when it was no blacks, no Irish, no dogs.
Did that actually happen? Like, you hear many, many stories, oh yeah, that
oh,
happened.
Oh yeah.
Did you see that? Did you see or would you have seen that as a thing, no Irish, no blacks, no dogs?
I didn't, because I was the youngest, but the older brother and sister recite different events that, gangs that they had to go around in, the Irish kids had to go around in gangs in Kilburn because they were classed as second-rate citizens, and they would often be attacked. They'd get into gang fights and things like that because they were Irish. Although we all have an English accent, we consider ourselves Irish.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
And of course, so many Irish people around the time that your dad did, your parents did, went over and made great careers in the UK and raised families and got into places like Kilburn and a big Irish community. And is London still a place, Jackie, where a young Irish person needing a start can get one?
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt, yeah. It's quite amazing to see now that what's coming over from Ireland are more academic, so they're more sort of solicitors, accountants, that type of jobs they're looking for, as opposed to back in the day it was labour work that they were looking for. And I'm proud to say that we're supporting the London Irish Centre in bringing all the archives together about the men that built Britain.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so really exciting project that hopefully will be ready by September. So yeah, no, our roots are very, very important to us, and yeah, I think the stories should be heard and the stories should be in history. Yeah,
there was a thing where a young Irish person arriving in London, they were told, look, go to that pub or go to that club and talk to him or talk to her, and that at least get you a start on Monday. Does that still happen, Jackie?
Not so much the pub, but it definitely still happens, as in, my sister rang me and she's sending the niece over. Have you got anything in the office that you could give her to do? So on that level, it's still, the Irish still are very well connected with each other, and the Irish community is massive in London and outside London.
Yeah, your work with the Irish community, you were awarded by President Higgins for your work with the community. You're a woman who has, and again, it's a quote from an interview, you've got a bigger trophy cabinet than most Premier League football clubs for your work over the years. And you take it all in your stride.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I see it as a job. Yeah, I love what I do. I wouldn't do anything different. Yeah, I'm just, yeah. And the team around me enable me to do what I do so well.
Yeah. On a beautiful morning like this, you must miss West Cork desperately.
Oh, I do, yeah. I booked my tickets yesterday.
Did you?
I did, yeah. I do. I've got the view of the Fastnet Lighthouse. I absolutely love it. I the minute I get off the plane, the shoulders go down and it's just a moment.
How often do you get back, Jackie?
I try and get back at least once a month, if on a, only on a flying visit to check my uncle is okay and he's fit and well at 89. So, and then I try and get back at least about five times for at least a week on each time, yeah.
Good. I was, again, this interview that I watched with you, you don't get stressed. You say there's no point in getting stressed and that it's kind of a business model for you or a work ethic. You don't get stressed. There's no such thing as a problem. It's an opportunity.
Yeah, I don't believe in stress. I think that's a figment of one's imagination.
Really?
I think that people just build things up in their own mind, and that everything that comes at you can be dealt with. So when a member of staff comes to the door and says that they've got an issue, I turn around and I say, no, what's the challenge? And we talk about it, and then I give them options, and they go off as happy as Larry picking one of the options.
That's why you're the head of the business. If you were, I mean, it was possibly this, I suppose you probably thought about this question and the answer is irrelevant because you've done it anyway. But like, if it hadn't been for Dad's sudden untimely passing when you were so young, do you think you'd have gone into the business anyway?
No. No, it was never even thought of that girls would do such a job, really. I was going to be a childminder, and I was off to Germany to an RAF base. Dad, bless him, has saved the children.
And if there was one thing, that's very funny. If there was one thing, lastly, Jacqueline, that you'd credit your success, like if there's one secret to the success you've enjoyed as a family business, and particularly yourself, what do you think it might be?
Gosh, I don't know the answer to that one, Peter. I suppose determination, yeah. I think as a family, we're very determined, and, you know, there was a job to do. Mum needed looking after. She was only 48. So we all put our shoulders to the wheel, and, you know, to this day, we all work harmoniously every day with each other and socialise and live within 5 minutes of each other. So, yeah.
Really? A typical Irish family, then.
Yeah, yeah. Some people are very surprised that we manage to work and live and socialise together, but it just works for us. We don't know anything different, I don't think.
Yeah, yeah, that's so, and that's actually so Cork, let alone being so Irish.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Is Mum still with us, Jacqueline?
She is, yeah. She's fitter than I am. I go home, she's hanging out of a tree, chopping the tree down before the gardener gets in.
Good for her. Good for her. It's lovely to speak with you. As I said, the minute I looked at the logo of the business, said, last time I was in London, I saw those skips. So
yeah,
I did.
That's it, yeah. So we're red and white for the Cork colours. A lot of people think it's a football team in England, but it's not. It's the red and white for Cork. Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. All right, Jacqueline O'Donovan, Managing Director of O'Donovan Waste, a huge firm in London and a Cork family business going way back. Thank you very much, Jacqueline, and continued success to everyone at O'Donovan Waste, and enjoy your next trip back to beautiful Goline.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.